Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY12 post-results conference call of Zydus Cadila. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Ganesh Nayak, COO and Executive Director of Zydus Group. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good afternoon and welcome to our post-results telecon for the third quarter of the year 2011-12. We have with us Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Cadila Healthcare Limited; Dr. Sharvil Patel, Deputy Managing Director; Mr. Nitin Parekh, CFO; and Vishal Gaur, our General Manager, Investor Relations. First, let me take you through the highlights of the operations for the quarter. During the quarter, the India formulations business posted a sale of 4,693 million rupees, up by 18%. We launched over 15 new products, including line extensions, in the Indian formulations market, of which seven were for the first time in India. We acquired a 100% stake in Biochem Pharma, one of the top 40 pharma companies in India. It is a well-integrated pharma player, and it has a presence in antibiotics, cardiovasculars, antidiabetics, and the oncological segments. With annual sales of over 260 crores, Biochem has 1,200 employees, including field staff of 950. It also has a manufacturing facility at Daman. With this acquisition, we have strengthened our presence in the Indian pharmaceutical space. We will be capitalizing on growth in the acute segment area, where we have a relatively smaller presence. The U.S. business posted sales of rupees 3,435 million, which is up by 45%, backed by growth in the existing products as well as the Zynesha sales. Our business of JVs increased by 58% to rupees 1,212 million. Our Japan business posted sales of rupees 154 million, up by 44%. The quarters gone by remain to be a challenging one for our businesses in Europe and exports in the other emerging markets, which posted lower growth, and also for exports of APIs, which posted a negative growth, mainly on account of price erosion and lower inventory offtake, and also destocking by some key customers. In some of the key markets, supplies were restrained intentionally by us to mitigate the risk likely to arise due to the ongoing political crisis. On the regulatory filings and approvals front, we filed five ANDAs for the U.S. market, including two for nasal products, taking our cumulative filings to 141. We filed 11 new product dossiers for the Brazilian market, taking our cumulative filings to 79. We filed 10 new product dossiers in the Mexican market, taking our cumulative filings to 14. We filed nine new product dossiers for the European market, taking our cumulative filings to 132, and received eight new product approvals in the European market, taking our cumulative approvals to 82. We also commenced supplying seven more products from India to Spain, taking the cumulative number of products supplied from India to Spain to 12. Now, let me take you through the broad financial highlights. During the quarter, on a consolidated basis, the total income from operations grew by 19% year-on-year to rupees 13,832 million from rupees 11,673 668 million last year. PBDIT, excluding net exchange fluctuation loss on forward contracts and trading transactions, was up by 7% year-on-year to ₹2,821 million from ₹2,628 million last year. The sharp depreciation of the Indian rupee vis-a-vis global currencies has resulted into a loss of ₹342 million on foreign currency forward contracts and borrowings. This includes a net loss of ₹318 million on foreign currency borrowings. Net profit, excluding the impact of foreign exchange fluctuation loss, net of tax, was up by 7% to ₹1,765 million from ₹1,654 million last year. Thank you, and we will now start the question and answer session. Over to the coordinator for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. First question is from Aniruddha Joshi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just had a question on your subsidiary Zydus Wellness. Basically, we have seen almost 17% revenue drop for the quarter. So, on a YY basis, so where do we see the major concerns coming? I guess Everyouth is facing a lot of issues, but where do we see the problems ending or the views on it?
So, I think, as you said, already said, you know, we had a steep competition going on in Everyouth segment, particularly in the face wash and scrub area.
Right.
As competitors have aggressively spent on skincare category, and we decided that we'll hold back our punch before the phase of that phase is over. So the weakness what we saw just now is basically our inactivity in this segment for some time. You must have noticed recently we have resumed our advertisement and also marketing activity in the marketplace for the Everyouth segment as well. And we are clearly looking that going forward we will be on track next quarter onwards as far as growth is concerned.
Okay, but means where do you see the market shares moving? Because I guess ITC is also entering the face wash segment, and a lot of new MNCs have also entered this segment. So do you see the competitive pressure hurting us substantially?
I can tell you that though the market number of players are different, the growth rate of market has not significantly changed. The delta of growth rate has only changed by about 5% compared to when none of these players is there. So I think this is a phase where a number of people thought there's an opportunity to enter and everybody simultaneously like me to have entered. We believe that now the phase will come where consolidation phase will start, and that's the time when we will become active to regain our market share what we have lost. We clearly see this already some signals we are seeing after we resumed our marketing activity. So we clearly see some signals now. And we are hopeful that next quarter onwards, we will get back to growth track.
Okay. And in terms of our major brand, Sugar Free, even that brand has also seen almost single-digit revenue growth or maybe slight revenue decline in the quarter. So where do you see that brand moving in terms of...
So the brand is continuing to grow. It is not declining, first of all. The overall market itself has not grown as much as it used to grow, and that only again we think the major brand is almost having almost close to 90% market share. We are basically descendant of this growth factor. So the market itself has not grown as much, and we are have some strategies in place which you will hear soon, which would basically boost the growth of this category as well. And overall we clearly see that we can bring back our growth to double digits.
Okay. In terms of their product extensions under the Sugar Free Delight brand, the fruit drinks, etc., which we had launched. So, So, where do they stand in terms of revenues and the growth plans?
Well, we do not generally give specific details about products, so it will be, I will be unable to provide you exact information. But we see all the three category products what we have, which is Everyuth, Sugar Free, and Nutralite. All the three, we clearly see that they will continue growing.
Okay, and can you just share the maybe current revenue breakup within these three broad numbers?
We are not giving, as I think we have been always communicated that we are not giving specific numbers for each brand.
Okay, so and very lastly, the ad spend, we have been spending almost 28% to 30% of sales on ad spend as we are creating and investing in the category.
Yeah, where did you get this number?
From the P&L, last year's annual reports.
Please check, it is not so. It is lower than what you mentioned.
No, almost means selling and distribution expenses as well as ad spend.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Then ad spend and selling and distribution are completely different things. So that's why I wanted to really draw your attention to, because I think this is more, everybody is listening to it and we would like to basically, everybody has the correct number. So it's not so that we are spending 28% of your business. So we continue spending on advertisement and sales and promotion activities, and there is no decline we are seeing going forward also as far as absolute amount of spend. But as the sales will grow, we will see the percentage of the expenditure turnover will be lower.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from HR Dalla from Quest Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Sir, can you just tell if the domestic sales in Q3 include that of Biochem?
The domestic sale is includes 2 days, last 1 week sale of Biochem, which is approximately 10 crore rupees. So if you take out the Biochem sales number from the sales, overall sales and our growth from current what we said of
15%. Okay, that's fine.
So 15%.
Yeah, it's not a significant amount.
I wanted to say it's not a significant amount.
Okay, it's not a significant amount. So second question is, just you know, referring to the notes which we have given in the accounts regarding the Forex, there are two different elements have been mentioned. That profit has been higher by 13.79 crore on consolidated basis because of adoption of this accounting standard 30. And then the another note says that the above results include loss on account of forex fluctuation of 34.17 crore on consolidated basis, which you said 34.2 crore in your opening remarks, I presume.
Yeah.
So does it mean that the total element of the forex loss is 35.79 plus 34.2?
Yes.
Is my conclusion correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And on the same basis, in the 9 months, it would be 35.79 plus
108.68? Yes.
Okay. Sir, can you just tell what was the corresponding position in the, say, 9 months of FY11? I believe we had a gain or something.
We have to come out with the figures, let you know.
No problem. I will get in touch with Vishal. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Grishma Shah from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. The question first pertains to the tax rate for Cadila Healthcare on a consolidated basis. It has declined on a YOY basis. Any particular reason?
Yeah, basically, if you see in the standalone results, we have had a negative tax provision because the higher tax provision which we get in the earlier quarters we have reversed because we have realized that we would have almost entire income exempted.
Okay, so for the full year, what would be the tax revision?
It should be in the range of 12% to 15%.
12% to 15%. And the second question pertains to Zydus Wellness. We have been witnessing competitive pressures across the various segments that we operate in. It would be helpful if you could tell us what is the strategy that the company is implementing currently to get back to on the growth path from, say, FY13 onwards?
If I have to explain you, then let me tell you that, you know, because the competition entered into the skincare segment,
yeah,
and major players entered with a huge advertisement and promotion budget, and there were four companies entered at the time, and as a result, we realized that compared to what they are spending, our ad spend would be significantly lower. So if we do any activity at this stage, it will be wasted because of the kind of clutter we will have about, and our money would have gone wasted. So we consciously decided not to advertise our products, not to promote our product during this period. Subsequently, now that phase is over, we have began our campaign and marketing activities in the field. And we are clearly seeing the results of that now. So we are very confident that going forward we would be growing at a double-digit growth.
But that's largely on the Everyuth or the face wash segment. What happens to Sugar Free, where we are the market leaders, and what is your outlook for that segment?
In Sugar Free, we have some plans of launching certain new advertisement related activities, including some brand extension, to basically boost the overall market size now. I think unless we increase the market size, the market would not grow. That's what we fully understand, and we have some strategies in place. I cannot disclose specific details, but we have strategies in place. And you will see from this quarter onwards, the company would start showing the budget growth.
There has the competitive intensity increased? One foreign player and...
No, we do not see a competitive activity. We have seen competitive activity in the past, but currently we are not seeing any competitive activity.
And what happens to Nutralite, given that December quarter is the key quarter for the product?
So Nutralite continues to do well, and we clearly see that the product has will continue growing. We are focusing more on now brand extension in that, so that we have better product mix in that area.
But then has the institutional sales picked up for us, given that it was a major chunk?
Yeah, we continue to do well, but we are more focusing on private market because that's where the margins are better. We continue to protect our institutional sales as per our plan, but we don't want to aggressively increase our sales in institution. We want to more increase sales in private market where actually the margins could be better.
Okay, fine. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from Ravi Agarwal from Standard Chartered Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just on Biochem, if you could just give us some perspective of what the operating margins for that business are.
On Biochem, we have told you before, I think also in some of the meetings, that the deal is overall EPS accretive. The operating margins details we cannot provide specific at this moment, but you can talk to Mr. Vishal Bhor and he can give you additional information.
Sure. The second question on this adoption of AS30, this wasn't very clear to the earlier explanation you were giving about how you treated the Forex. I believe you mentioned that there is an additional Forex loss of this number which is mentioned as a part of your AS30. So could you just explain that a little bit more in detail?
Yeah, I'll ask Mr. Nitin Parekh to explain to
you. We have followed from the current quarter rate accounting by following the accounting standard 30. Based on that, you know, we have transferred, you know, certain loss on forward contract and borrowing to rate reserve. And the impact of that on profit after tax is about 31 crores, which we have shown by of not. Apart from that, you know, the amount of interest which is shown in our results also includes, you know, loss on account of foreign exchange fluctuations, which is separately shown. So both are separate items.
So this interest on Forex, which you've shown in the P&L, that is 318 million?
Yes.
And the balance out of 342 minus 318 million is the amount which is presumably a part of your other expenditure.
Yes.
So the question being then, why is the other expenditure so high on a sequential basis? Then, if seen if you remove this number, because in the last quarter also you had some forex loss coming into that number. If you remove that, then the sequentially the number seems to have gone up very sharply.
Yeah, we have included the numbers of Measure, Bremer, and about 10 days of Biochem, which has resulted into a sharp increase in the other expenses. Plus, other expenses also include the R&D expenses, which have gone up substantially by more than 100%. So if you exclude these two parameters, then the other expenses have almost remained flat.
How much is the R&D expense for the quarter expense?
R&D expenses for the quarter, including salary component, have been 112 rupees.
My final question before I get into the queue, how much is our total debt as of total and as well as net debt in the company today?
Total debt is about 2250 crore rupees. That is the gross level, and net debt is 1876 crore rupees.
And this debt has gone up around approximately around 500 crores from the last quarter.
It's from last, if you are asking about March, then we don't have a data as of now, but
In September it was around 1400 net debt, now it's around 1900 crores.
We don't have the data with us.
Thank you. The next question is from Karthik Mehta from Daiwa Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. If you can throw some light on your U.S. business, in terms of the growth that we can see in this quarter and in FY13, is it fair to take in the second half of FY13 that there is some sign of actually resolution of the USFDA issue?
So I think you already have given you this quarter number. With respect to the USFDA warning letter, as I mentioned in the last conference call, that we have replied to the warning letter, and subsequent clarifications were asked for, which also have been clarified. Based on that, FDA has now scheduled an inspection to reconfirm what we have said, and we expect the inspection to happen during this month, and we are hopeful of resolving the matter.
Yeah, for this quarter, can you share, Pankajbhai, if the sales of Nature that would have been there in this quarter, so that we know that organically the existing product...
The U.S. business ex Nature sales is grown by 27% for the quarter.
27%.
And including Nature, the growth is about 45%.
Yeah, and then something on the Hospira JV, can you throw some... color on our update on actually taxotere in terms of the competitive scenario in the market? What are you hearing from Hospira, if you can just?
Well, I can only say that there are other companies who have introduced taxotere to the U.S. market. We continue selling taxotere in the U.S. market, and we see some revenue upside coming up because of that. We cannot have the same kind of number when we were exclusive, but we see still the numbers are very interesting. Specific details I am unable to provide because, this is all Hospira. Today we have launched 5 products in European Union and 3 products in US over, and we are planning to launch remaining products in the next financial year.
Okay, and one last question is on the India business. The fourth quarter for the previous year was has a fairly higher base. If I have to look at FY12, assuming that we do almost about flat or we have a lower sales in 4Q FY12, for FY13, including Biochem, what would be a number that would be fair to assume? after we would have access to all the brands of Biochem on a full year basis?
I think we should look for a very good growth. I cannot give you a specific number, but I can give you a range.
Yes.
The range will be anything between 15 and 19%.
So that is including 1 full year of Biochem, and it will be for 1 quarter in this year.
No. Okay, you are talking about quarter. Sorry, I misunderstood your question.
Yeah.
Are you talking about quarter four now?
No. I am talking about FY13 or FY12. So you said it will be 15 to 18%, which
right.
would assume.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So actually, which would assume about 1 quarter and 10 days sale for actually Biochem in FY12. Is that right?
Yeah, I think if we did, I would say this number, assuming 1 full year of Cadila sale and 1 full year of Biochem sale, and on that.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, actually that answers my question. I'll be in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Monica Joshi from Avendus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. We just missed the number you have taken on forex losses and other expenses.
It's about 1.5 crore rupees.
Okay. Now, just some questions. One is on the Biochem side, right? So, Pankajbhai, if you could just throw some light on what was the rationale behind acquiring a company which is so focused on anti-infectives when generally everybody, we believe, wants to increase on the chronic therapy side.
See, if you look at the study, IMS or the AVEX study, the overall pharmaceutical market is growing around 15%. If you then sub-segment that into acute and chronic area, then you will find that the acute segment also is growing at about 13.5% to 14%, and it contributes almost 70% of the market. Now, historically, we have focused more on chronic segments, and that's why we have a large presence in chronic segment, or our presence in acute segment has been wanting. And we really wanted to boost this, because if you want to remain and become leader in this market, it is very important for us to really have significant market share in acute segment. And also, this is one segment where some of the new players have actually benefited of inaction by major players in the marketplace. So the strategy, we thought that this will be a vehicle for us to garner significant market share in the anti-infective segments going forward. And we see that this equation gives us a vehicle where we can do certain things which would otherwise not done in Canada, given that kind of field force activity methods and sales promotion activities methods we have. With a new division, a new company, which is going to remain 100% subsidiary of Cadila, we will see clearly advantage of growing rapidly into the acute segment as well, which is also give us some synergistic benefit in the non-metro and tier 2 and tier 3 and extra-urban markets going forward. We also will get a significant distribution synergy out of this. So we see overall synergy because of this equation was also for us to the extent of around 20 to 25 crore rupees. So given that, all we decided to buy this company, which would also help us not only in adding top line but also bottom line.
If I understand correctly, you're saying that synergy is both an operational front and on the field force will help further expand Biochem's current operating margins. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's helpful. So secondly, I just want some clarification. On the joint venture side, I believe there is a component of Bayer joint venture also in this?
Yes.
So excluding Bayer, is there any one-off sales that we have seen?
No.
So is this a rate that we can consider going ahead?
I guess so, but it's very difficult for us to say, because the sales activity is dependent on our partners, not us, because we are essentially a manufacturing and supply JV. The sales activity is done by partners, but as per projections, we do not say much of the one-off, except some one-off sale happened in the Nycomed JV during the quarter, which is to the extent of about, I think, 15 crore rupees or so.
15 crores. So out of 120 crores, about 15 crores is one-off. Is Okay. Just one, and you said it is 5 products in European Union on Hospira and 3 in US. Is that right?
So just one understanding
on how do you see, you know, your entire business going forward? Because you have 3 acquisitions in a very short span of time. And how does Cadila as a company brace with integration, with financial integration and operational integration from here? Also, do you see any areas where you would want to fill gaps going ahead, you know, anything that could be on your radar?
So first of all, on the integration front, you know, these 3 acquisitions, though we have done is that 3 different acquisitions. One is for Indian market, for which we have completely a different organization, which is geared up to absorb this very easily. The second one is for the U.S., where we also have an enabling U.S. organization, which is able to then take care of the absorbing that. And the third one is in animal health area, where we have a separate company, Zydus Animal Limited. It has a separate infrastructure and management to manage that. So from our perspective, obviously these are any integration is always a challenging assignment, but we do not see any issue because the work gets distributed between the 3 different teams. So we do not see any changes. On top of it, we have learned this a long way over a period. We have done number of acquisitions that we know how to acquire and integrate company. So we do not see this as a major challenge at all for us. We already seen that Nasher is fully integrated. We also are seeing that the animal health business also is now fully integrated, and very soon we would be also absorbing Biochem integration process.
So what about financial challenges? That's actually what, because...
Financial challenges, I do not see any going forward, any further financial challenges, because our capex will be as usual, but not some extraordinary capex will be necessary. So capex will continue to remain as we have been doing in past, but not higher than that. And we do not anticipate that we will do any further acquisitions in the near future.
So you're saying that the debt levels can actually come down from here?
Yes, that's what our goal is, and that's what I think I would like to repeat that our policy is that under no circumstances our debt equity ratio should exceed 1, and our preferred debt equity ratio is 0.5. With currently it is 0.78, and we would like to bring it down to 0.5 in the course of time.
That's very helpful. Thank you, and wish you the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Ashish Rathi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the question, sir. Sir, my question first, if you could give me the constant currency growth rates for waste markets, if that is possible.
I think I don't have the data. I would request Vishal to give you.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
Secondly, on Nesha, so have you done any new launch in this quarter?
No.
So just one product is launched as of now, right?
Yeah, it's only one product which is launched. We expect to launch one or two products next year.
And sir, some of these products are actually controlled substances. So how many of the 8 are actually controlled substances?
Out of the 8, about 6 are controlled substances.
6 are controlled substances. Right. And we are seeing 2 to 3 launches in this quarter. Is that?
No. Next financial year.
Oh, next financial year, right? And secondly, sir, on the growth side in the domestic market, we were pointing out issues earlier that the larger brands were not being able to grow that well because of which our overall domestic growth was lagging. So could you just give us an indication in terms of the bigger brands like Athen, Dairy Fighting, Salcego, what has been the growth for the company?
Well, some of the brands are doing well, some of them are not. There's a mixed bag.
Okay.
That all brands are not growing. But I think overall the growth is now we clearly see a growth pattern coming up. We had some issues, and I think we are hoping that we have resolved the issue now.
Okay, fair enough, sir. That's all. I'll join back again.
Thank you. The next question is from Dheeresh Pathak from Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking the question. In the U.S., can you just confirm whether we have not got any ANDA approval post the warning letter that we had in June?
Yes, we have not received any ANDA approval post warning letter.
For injectable as well as non-injectable, right?
Yes, not a single, yes.
Okay. And in the Hospira JV, have we added any new product to the Hospira JV?
During the quarter, none.
Okay. And can you just give a comment sequentially, September quarter, December quarter, how have Hospira JV done in terms of revenues and profit?
Well, shall I request Vishal to talk to you?
Okay. And on other operating income, can you just give a breakup as to what is included there?
Vishal, can you give
it? Yeah. The other operating income includes the export incentive. I'm talking about for the quarter. About 21 million rupees of export incentive. Contract manufacturing and processing income of 43 million rupees. Royalty of about 107 million rupees. And vessel or miscellaneous items.
And this royalty is coming from?
U.S.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Ranveer Singh from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is related to Indian market. We see this time 15 products have been launched. Last quarter it was around 20 products. So, from what time we can expect the run rate for launching these products in domestic market?
Sorry, what did you say? Can you come again?
The number of products launched during this quarter in India, Indian market, I believe that 15 products has been launched. Last quarter it was 20 products, and I believe that you guided earlier also that roughly 20 products has been launched.
Yeah.
On quarterly basis. So this time we see the low number of products launches. So it is just a normal process or BCN is...
Yeah, don't read much into it. Between 15 and 20, I don't think there is so much of a difference. What is more important is the 7 products which we have launched for the first time.
Okay. Second question is related to Nicomet. Whether we have flows in any new products to Nicomet?
Sorry, I can't understand your question.
On Nicomet JV, whether we have added any new products or we have flows in
any
new products? Okay. Okay, thanks. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from Girish Bakru from HSBC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just on the U.S. side, after, as you said, the inspection might be due this month. Post a support successful inspection, do we expect any ANDAs to get approved?
Yeah, we have several ANDAs which has completed the scrutiny, and we expect that post successful result, we should see approvals of ANDAs coming up.
I mean, can you throw a number or two, like how much traction you can get, say, the quarter and going forward?
Yes, I can't say when, because that will depend on when US FDA resolves the issue. So once the US FDA issue is resolved, we expect between 4 to 7 product approvals.
Right. And any color on the potassium chloride, which is the product from the Zynisher, what would be our market share there?
I don't have the data. I can provide you offline.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Anand Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Bhavan. Congrats on the number, sir. Some color on the Abbott deal that we have done. Any ramp-up that we will see soon?
Yeah, on the Abbott deal, we are registering the product, and we are going to start commercial activity in next financial year.
So the sales realization will happen only in the second half, or it will
be second half of next financial year.
Second half of next financial year. Okay, and was the number from the Bayer JV meaningful to be added to the JV sales, or is progressing well quarter on quarter basis?
It is. Yeah, it is progressing well quarter on quarter.
Great, sir. And if you could just comment on the field force that you would be having right now, total with Biochem.
I think we can provide you exact number. I don't have this with me, so I would request Vishal to give you the number.
No problem, Pankaj. And roadmap towards $3 billion, some more clarity, when would that be shared?
Yeah, we can, I can briefly tell you something, but the appropriate format we would basically maybe have a meeting where we can give you more details. But what we have done, we have carried out a detailed exercise basically understanding the market and product metrics across the market. We actually hired some management consulting firms to help us to do this activity.
Right.
And we internally call this new initiative as Beyond the Billion. After detailed study, we have decided that we will focus on various products and markets. We have identified 17 market public countries where we will be present and 13 different therapeutic area or products in which we will be operating. These are all, of course, known to you very much, so we can more detailed give you. So among these products and markets, we have also then basically decided several initiatives which is to be done. These initiatives are already on the implementation part and we are monitoring this implementation. And as we did during the SD billion, we had similarly worked out plan. We have gone to a notch up in detailing the plan in much more greater detail. Mm-hmm. And we are now rolling out the implementation of that plan on a full plate. We are very encouraged with the results which we have got out of the exercise. And we see that we are going to move towards our target.
That helps a lot, sir. Well, the 17, you'll be present in all, or are you looking for some potential acquisition? That's what I'm coming from.
Oh, we are looking at, not a potential acquisition, we are looking at 17 markets and about 13 products on which we want to focus on.
That would be great, sir. And the CAPEX rollout for next year's condition?
This is going to be around between 400 to 500 crore rupees.
400 to 500 crore. This is the CAPEX for next year that you outlined.
Yeah, that's the next
effect. Thank you so much, Pankaj. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sushant Dalmia from Think Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So my question relates to your operating margins. Now, this quarter, you had the benefit of rupee also to some extent, but still at around 17% excluding the other operating income. So how do you see that shaping up going ahead?
So this quarter, what we see as an operating margin, of course, it is, if you see gross contribution is lower by about 2%. And that's mainly because of two reasons. One is there are some businesses where which we have acquired where obviously the margin difference could be there. And the second main reason is that there are some price increases which happen. There are some one-offs in that, and we expect that the impact of Forex itself is about 1% in that, and there is also a reduction in the direct wellness also impacting to some extent. But going forward, we see that we would be able to bring back our operating margin.
So, basically in FY13, you were targeting at that 20% mark or 19-20% mark? Or?
Yeah, for sure. We would. Our internal goal is to basically better our operating margin, and I think we will be working on it. For some reasons, our growth for the first few months was not okay, and that's the reason why you will see a jump in all the operating margins because of the fact that other costs like staff costs, R&D costs are significantly gone. But we don't expect that to continue, and that's why we see that will be okay.
Okay. Thanks. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from Sonal Gupta from UBS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Just starting with Zyme Assure. So you've just taken over 8 products from the Assure side, or because I think they were selling about closer to 30 products, right, earlier?
See, that was KV Pharmaceuticals, and when KV spun off Assure as an organization, they put certain products into the basket along with the assets. And out of that, we expect that, out of that, we are basically planning to launch only 6 products. There are more products, but we don't plan to relaunch.
Right. Yeah. And so this won't really, because you said 6 are controlled substances, does it include a lot of their extended release portfolio that they have?
Yes.
I mean, like, they had metoprolol, succinate, and all those.
No, we don't plan to reintroduce metoprolol from there.
Okay. So, but in terms of the R&D capability, have you acquired that relating to extended release products, etc.?
We already had the capability of developing and launching and extended release product in US market in India. So, and as far as there it is concerned, the products were already approved products. We only have to do certain fulfill certain obligations under the FDA consent decree with on that, and then we will be able to bring back those products on the market.
Okay, and could you just indicate what portion of your R&D increase is coming from this Nesher acquisition?
Not significant because of Nesher here. In fact, the major expenditures are coming from India.
Okay, and so and you're still targeting about 20 to 25 filings a year, is that
right? Yes.
And just on the Zydus Wellness side, what portion of your sales comes through the chemist or pharmacy channel versus other channels?
I'm sorry, I don't have the data with me, so I won't be able to give you the exact data.
Okay. And just finally, I know this has been clarified and off and on, but on the FX side, there is a gain because of the AS30 adoption, and there is a loss because of your hedging. So net-net, there is only a minor loss, right?
No, both sides there are losses. By foreign hedge accounting, you know, we have transferred certain loss to hedge reserve, and the impact of that is shown as a not to account, which impacts on after tax basis about 31 crore rupees. Without following this hedge accounting, our profit would have been lower by about 31 crore rupees. And another note is that for the interest and finance charges which are found in profit and loss account, what is the amount related to finance and factoring? Which is done separately. That is
34 crore
rupees.
Right. So on one side you have gained about 31 crore rupees. The other side.
No. Overall loss would have been both total of both, but one is put into the reserve. That's why half of that is basically in the books of accounts.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nimesh Mehta from MP Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just trying to understand this Forex part a little bit more. I'm sorry, but I'm confused. Net-net, you know, because of the INR depreciation, including the operational part and the bookkeeping part, have we not benefited because of Forex depreciation? Have we not been able to book higher sales because of that? What is the net impact of Forex?
There is a lot of details, Nimish Bhai, here. So I would request Vishal and Nitin Bhai to talk to you and give you exact details so that you can understand the whole thing. But I think what we have represented is correct. But he will give you more details once you can get them offline.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And one very small question. You mentioned that this quarter includes 1 week sales of BioChem, which is 10 crores, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm just annualizing. I don't know. I may not.
No. Please. Under the pharmaceutical industry, a lot of sales happens in the last 10 days. You know.
Okay.
It's not. It's pharmaceutical industry. The sale doesn't happen every day.
The last year sale was 260 crores. That we already told. So why are you annualizing?
That's the number.
Okay. And finally, can you share the number of sales from Bremer, your acquisition Bremer?
Yeah, we can do this.
Yes, 107 million.
Sorry?
107 million.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from Rahul Sharma from Kavi Stock. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to know on the cap, depreciation has gone up quite a bit Q on Q. Is this on account of BioChem predominantly or any other thing is there?
It is because of inclusion of Nature, Bremer and BioChem all.
Okay, so should we take this as a good run rate for the next 1 or 2 quarters?
Yes.
Okay, and just wanted to know why the growth has been quite lackluster in the Brazilian market.
Yeah, I think the Brazil market, we were expecting a product approval during the quarter, which actually got delayed and we got it only early January, and that basically resulted into some downward sales pressure. We see that the product is now on market and doing well, so we should be okay from next quarter onwards.
And so another thing was, you all were planning to launch 2-3 products from your basket of products which were approved in the U.S. market in the last quarter. Does it hold good yet?
Yes, yes, it holds good.
And you all are planning to launch it in the current quarter?
Yes, already one we have launched and we are going to launch others.
Okay, can you, these are very gender-sized products? Or
yeah, they are gender-sized products.
Okay. Any take on which products are going to be launched, sir?
Sorry, we can't give you that because, you know, that's more commercial reason, but I think we can only say that we are not. But we would, we are seeing end of the tunnel now, light, where we are coming out of this, hopefully we are coming out of the problem and we would have product approval, and then we would have number of products to launch.
Okay. So any take on how much we paid for Biochem?
We, as a policy, do not disclose any amount we have paid for it.
Sir, on the domestic, will our EBITDA margins be in line with the company's EBITDA margins in Biochem, or will it be substantially higher?
It will be a little lower because it is more in chronic acute segment. But there are some synergies, so ultimately we would be able to bring up the margins to the our lower.
Okay, that'll be slightly lower than the company.
Pre synergy it is lower, but after synergy it is in line with Cadillac's numbers.
Okay, but this segment, business, do you expect it to grow in line with the market, sir? The Biochem?
Yes, better than the market.
Okay.
To grow because we want to get market share there now.
And any tax guidance for FY13, sir?
Tax guidance. Sorry, I'm unable to give you any guidance, but
remain the sub net rate anyway.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Preeti Arora from Kotak. Please go ahead.
First question is on R&D. I think, last couple of quarter you had guided for around 6%, but year to date we are running much higher. So is this R&D the new run rate, or would you expect it to come down to 6% next year?
Yeah, we would come down to that level. This is like some extraordinary expenditure we need to do, because number of filings were in pipeline, and basically, we started filing into markets like Japan and Mexico, where significant investments have been made in terms of bio studies, etc. But going forward, once those filing pressures are over, we should be okay.
Okay. And U.S., to an earlier question, I thought I heard that you're not planning to launch metoprolol succinate. Is that correct?
We did not say that we are not planning it. We did not launch from Nesher.
Okay. And any reason why the U.S. sales have been flat sequentially, if you can just help us understand, you know, because Nesher, I think, was included for 2 months last quarter and 3 months this quarter.
Yeah.
So are we witnessing pressure, or are you, hopeful that things will resolve?
Yeah, lack of new product would always have some pressure on sales, but sequentially we have grown. So last quarter our sales was 307 crores, and this quarter our sale is 343 crores. So sequentially also the number is higher. Obviously it is not as high as we would have expected, but we still see some growth. But once the new product comes in, then the growth will be significant.
No, actually, I was looking at dollar terms. Dollar terms is flat.
Yeah. I agree with you. Dollar terms, there is it is sequentially almost not growing that much. And that's basically lack of new product.
Okay. And other companies who are in this warning letter mess have actually said that the time gap between inspection and when they get the formal warning letter resolution letter can be something which they cannot estimate, etc. So, you have...
I would also maintain the same. It's very difficult to comment on timelines of somebody else whom I cannot influence.
Okay. But June 2012 for resolution still remains your best guess?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Hardik Bora from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay. My first question is on Forex loan. What component of a total loan is dollar denominated?
Can you go offline so that we can take up other questions?
Okay. Just one last clarification on the AS30 adjustment. So I understand that there is a forex loss which has been moved to the balance sheet now and not reported in the P&L this quarter.
Correct.
Is the adjustment done for the previous quarter as well, corresponding last year?
No, it's implemented over this quarter only.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
So I have a few questions on side as well. So you mentioned that you have seen degrowth in EVU. So can you just quantify what kind of decline you have seen in the revenues for this quarter?
As we are not giving product-wise details, but I can say that because of two of the EVU product range, we have seen competition. We have seen some degrowth, but now that we have started the promotion activity, we clearly see that we should be able to show good growth.
But sir, it was it a substantial degrowth for the quarter, or it was just kind of a degrowth which
the degrowth is already reported, so you know that overall company has degrown, and if our other brands are not degrown, the degrowth has come from these brands.
Okay. Basically, that's answer my next question. I was trying to ask you what was the kind of growth in the Nutralite for this quarter, being a quarter three is normally a good quarter for you in terms of Nutralite. So you have achieved kind of a single digit growth in Nutralite.
We have achieved growth in both the other brands.
They are
not in double digits.
Okay. And for an Actilife, how the brand is performing, and can you just guide on what kind of contribution?
The Actilife launch, we have achieved our numbers which we had projected.
Okay.
We recently, you must have noticed that we have re-advertised, we started the second burst of advertisement.
Right.
We also are seeing good response to the advertisement in the marketplace.
Okay.
So we see that we are going towards building this brand.
So what are your next plans towards this brand? What exactly?
We would expand. We would build this brand now for the.
Okay, but it is nationally.
It will become our own pillar for the organization.
Okay. And when do you see the brand to contribute substantially to your top line? Not in next 1 or 2 years, but maybe.
Yeah, about 3 years time.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Sujit Pal from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Could you please tell me what is the latest status on Nycomed JV in terms of additional products post-Takeda acquisition? Is it been delayed than you planned earlier?
I think this question I don't have answered just now with me. I cannot comment on what is happening at Nycomed.
No, I'm not talking about Nycomed. I'm talking about your JV in terms of earlier plan of around 16, 17 products.
That is on stream, and we are started producing the API. We have already supplied 6 products from the site to Nycomed, and we are planning to sell more.
But have you received approval already from the...
Yeah, we have received approval from European authorities.
And about USFDA?
US is still pending.
But is it delayed from your planned time period, Ali?
No, it's not delayed.
Okay. So when can we expect the full-fledged revenue to start, tripling in your numbers?
I think FY13, we should see the numbers coming in.
Okay. What could be your this quarter Nycomed sales growth?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, so we will talk to Vishal and he will give you the information.
Sure. Another clarification I referred, in a sense that you have shown around 34 crore in your profit and loss account, of which 20 crore you have shown in other expenditure, and for rest of the 14 crore you have shown in your interest expenditure, right?
Yeah.
No, ₹2.5 crore have been shown in expenses, and ₹32 crore have been shown in interest expenses.
Okay. What will be the breakup of your branded business in your domestic formulation?
I don't have the data in front of me again, but it's mostly branded, has been insignificant in the country.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Krishna Kiran from ICICI Direct. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I have a couple of numbers. I'll take it from Vishal. One on broadly on industry perspective. Sir, last time in the last call we have said and GA and anti-infectives segments are not performing well. And how these are performing now and again we have acquired acute therapy which we are expecting to drive the growth. So how is it working out?
Actually, the acute segment overall is growing, and last quarter we had some issues with our brands, but this quarter we are seeing that even internally they have done well. So overall, the company could project a sale of 15% growth on the domestic market, excluding Biochem. So going forward, we clearly see that as an opportunity, and we should not miss out on this opportunity. But it has to be played in certain fashion, and with Biochem, we will be able to do that.
Okay. And sir, we have acquired three acquisitions here in the recent past, and now we are seeing slightly EBITDA margin pressure in the couple of quarters. And when we can see margins to be normalized, maybe in FY13, history of FY13?
Definitely, we will be able to see. Once the growth comes in, which you are seeing now, and the growth, once growth comes in, the EBITDA margin should not be a problem. Now, what happens is that we are investing at the same time, if the top line doesn't increase, then you will see EBITDA margin pressure. But I think it's a time which, and we need to do this because we have a 3 billion number in front of us.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Saiyan Mukherjee from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, on the Nesher acquisition, potassium chloride, do you think there is scope for sales to grow further here? Because I think you're doing like 10 million a quarter kind of a run rate.
We don't expect the sales to grow significantly on this product alone.
Okay. And you mentioned a couple of launches possible going into FY13. Do you have enough visibility of the same, and how should we think about Nesher when you actually end up launching the 6 products, that you talked about? So what's the timeline and what's the scale that you're seeing Nesher could get to?
So next year we expect that the one or two products can be launched. Mm-hmm. They will not be for the full year, but for half of the year or so.
Okay.
And we can, they are all, we expect most of the products to also contribute good sales numbers.
Okay, and can you throw all the six products, by what time frame you think they will be in the market?
In next 2.5 years, we should have all the products on the market.
Okay, and can you just also give us an indication as to what kind of revenue potential you see from these products?
That's a tough question. Let me collect some data and tell you rather than just giving you a number.
Okay, but it will be significantly higher than $4 billion that you are doing, and just on Biochem, I mean, you shared the revenue number for last year, 260 odd crores, but what has been the growth rate? What's the kind of growth rate that you are seeing in Biochem in the last quarter since you have acquired? What's the kind of growth rate you are seeing there?
Biochem has been growing better than the market, so we hope that we will be able to continue that growth.
So in this year you are like growing at what, 15-16%, because assuming market is at
15%? Yeah.
Okay. And the margin synergy that you talked about, what's the time frame for realizing that synergy?
I think 6 months is next.
Oh, that fast. Okay. Thanks and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Jiten Doshi from Inna Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Pankajbhai, this question is for you.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that you have the vision of $3 billion and you're rightly holding it. Yeah. I think 2012 has been a year of aberration where we are seeing very muted growth.
Yeah.
So the last 4 or 5 years were extremely good top line growth and bottom line growth has been better.
Right.
When do you think the worst of your quarters will be behind you?
I think we are getting through the worst part of it. I think we all have to understand the issue that, you know, after achieving a billion, you know, everybody has really worked very hard. There's an organizational regeneration necessary, and I think we need to give time to our team to also really come up again and start delivering higher number. I clearly see a new energy once we launch our Beyond the Billion program recently, that the new energy in the organization. And I'm clearly seeing that the worst is over, we are moving ahead.
So do you believe that in 2012-13, once again you will be on growth track like the past few years?
Yes.
So, I mean, we can expect you to overall see a 25-30% kind of a top line.
If we have to do this kind of numbers, if we don't do it, we will have problems going forward. I cannot give you a specific number, but we will have to do this kind of growth, otherwise, how do we achieve 3 million?
Right, so I think the base bottom, I mean...
That's given, I think I cannot give you a specific guidance, but I can definitely tell you that that's what the goal is.
Obviously, so 25-30%, if you don't do, you will not reach where you want to.
Yeah. Well, it cannot become every year like that. Some years are going to be more because there are some specific products that are being launched in those years which can give a significant revenue upside.
Okay, and so where do you see the margins from 2013 onwards? Where could they go in the next 2-3 years?
See, margin, our internal goal is always that we want to remain, we want to improve our margin by about 100 basis points every year. And that's the goal. Unfortunately, this year our margins have not improved, but actually have declined. But we clearly see that we have to regain to our original margin and then again we'll get back to this 100 basis point improvement in the margin every year.
So you think 2012...
So I think anything which is like margin of around 25-26 is what we should be our goal.
Sure. So since you've come down dramatically in 2012, you will make up for 2012 within 13 and also take the 100 basis points higher than that?
No. I cannot give you a specific number.
No, I mean, there's very big, generically answer.
Our desire is to bounce back soon and we would be, our goal is to really improve on that margin. That's an internal goal, but I cannot give you a specific guidance because we don't give guidance.
Sure, but do you think the worst is behind us in this December quarter or you think one more quarter of pain?
Worse than my mouth, please. So I cannot give you a specific number, but I can definitely tell you that's our goal. But I cannot give you a specific number at this moment and because we don't give guidance.
Sure, and do you think the worst is behind you in December quarter or do you think you can start getting better?
Worst is behind.
Worst, the March will be surely better.
March will be a tough target for a tough quarter for us because last year we had a significant revenue from Hospira because of exclusive launch of Prospection, which is not going to be this quarter. So there is going to be some challenge. But if you look at that one-off effect, we are okay.
Fine. And so that means, another question is that, are you looking at more JVs like Hospira coming in 2012-13?
Not in the particular year, I can say, but we are definitely looking for more JVs.
Okay. And can you fill us a little bit on that Abbott? I missed that out. What's happening on that?
Abbott, we initially licensed them the dossiers and we gave them the dossiers. They have now filed and they are getting product approval. Once the product approval is made, we will start commercial supply from India.
Okay, and the last question is based on your consumer business. Basically, we are seeing two or three products which are doing very well. You have, how would you now really go about getting many more blockbuster products for the company? Would you be looking at an acquisition strategy in that business also?
See, as a company, we are not shy of acquiring anything.
Correct.
We are always open to acquire if it is making a strategic or sensuous or it can become a kind of a fast-thinking, changing thing. So that this company is small in size at this moment and we will be happy to consider that at appropriate time.
So
I don't think it's an appropriate time for us to acquire. First, we have to put our current business in order and then we can acquire and go ahead.
So what do you think is the sustainable growth rate for this business over the years?
Our goal is that by 2013 we have to achieve a 500 crore rupee sale.
500 crore sales by 13 March.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at a very big year in terms of 12-13.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Jitendra.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Nimish Desai from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. So one was on this $3 billion target that we have. Now that we have acquired three companies in the past few quarters, can you just very briefly tell us whether this $3 billion is contingent on some big acquisitions or this is all organic, the target?
$3 billion is an organic number, so it's not contingent on acquisition.
Okay, okay, fine. That helps. Secondly, Vishal, if you can just give us the quantum of forex hedges that you have currently.
Yeah, it's about $77 million.
Pardon, I can't hear you. Can you repeat it, please?
$77 million.
$77 million.
$177 million.
Okay. And this forex loss that has been transferred to the balance sheet under AS 30, that pertains to only the December quarter or it pertains to the 9-month period?
It pertains to December quarter. We started applying this standard from October onwards.
Okay. Okay. Okay, fine.
Thanks. I think I am going to take a last question. I have to switch. Hello?
Yeah, sure. I am done with my question.
Thank you. So, thanks. I am going to take a last question now because I have to go for another meeting.
Thank you. The last question is from Karthik Mehta from Taiwan Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, sir. In terms of the R&D spend, can you help us if the number is high on account of any larger than expected spend on the NC or anything to do with the US FDA?
Mostly because we started filing in Japan and in Mexico, and for both this market we have to do the bio studies in Japan and Mexico. That's why you see a number which is higher. But going forward, this is going to be done. So it's not an NC number.
And anything that you would have spent in the last 2-3 quarters exceptionally to increase their effort to resolve the USFDA issue or actually would that be a normal?
No, nothing specific.
Okay.
Issues were much more process oriented and not really investment.
Okay, thank you for answering my question. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Ganesh Nayak for closing comments.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to again talking to you in the month of April to close out the year with the results of the last quarter. Thank you.
Thank you on behalf of Zydus Cadila. That concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.